You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Kilbeggan. We've got a 7-race National Hunt card to get stuck into there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I am.
Good man. Looking
good
forward
starting point.
Yes. What do you think of Kilbeggan tonight, Andy? Are you looking forward to it?
I'm always advocating Kilbeggan. I must admit it's one of my favourite smaller provincial Irish tracks. Tight right-handed venue, lots of course specialists, as most Irish tracks seem to have nowadays, and that's what I've concentrated on tonight. Should get decent ground as well, not a massive amount of rain forecast. You might get a little bit of overcast conditions, but they've had to water all during the week, so it's obviously a concern enough for the clerk of the course just to keep it maintained as it is. So should get a nice night's race in there tonight.
Yeah, one or two short price favourites along the way, Andy, but on the whole, it's quite a competitive card as well. Decent sized fields, plenty with chances.
Yeah, particularly as I want to take most of those short ones on, particularly the 6:35. We'll get onto that a little bit later. We've already talked about that race, but lots of other good little handicaps here than everywhere. Particularly that 5:35, that one's I was going to say Ripsnorter again, but I can't get Ripsnorter into the podcast twice in a week. That wouldn't be pushing it. but yeah, good race for the conditional jockeys. Lots of promising lads riding in that. David Mullins, Shane Shortall, Paddy Kennedy, Jack Kennedy. In that Martinstown opportunity, that should be a good little heat.
All right, let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 4:35. We start here with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. The market headed by Come Here High, who's at 6-4. 7-4 for Sam King, 9-2 for Meadowlands, 8-1 for Sheko Lad, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. So it's priced up a little bit of a match between Come Here High and Sam King. Do you see that way yourself, Andy?
I do, yeah. And it's a question of which one of these two do you think's got the best form, or who's got the best jockey on and who will be the best assistant in the saddle. Combining those two factors together, I'd just slightly prefer Sam King here, who ran a really nice race the other day, probably his best race so far today, although his other two runs in behind that weren't too shabby at all. Behind Cillian's Well at Tremor, that was a decent little eight-runner race. There's quite a few fancied horses in that lineup. And he might have finished a little bit closer to the winner had he not got badly hampered on several occasions in that, including coming down the hill. It's a horrible bottom bend there at Tremor. It's like a hairpin bend, and sometimes horses can lose their balance and when they're going into that corner at full pelt. And he got shoved out wide as a horse, unfortunately, broke his leg there. That's a horrible point on the track, and he lost vital ground. I think he would have finished second, clear second, had he not been interfered with. But it's still not a bad run from Ted Walsh's charge. But services of Jack Kennedy here have been used quite stringently by Ted Walsh. And I think that factor, along with the horse's obvious chance, should enable him to come out here on top of Come Here High. It was driven by Thomas Doran, who, out of the two jockeys, obviously isn't the most polished of the two. She ran quite well the other day down in Bellystown, but she does look a bit of a funny ride to me, this Come Here High. Bit quirky, runs a little bit in snatches, detaches herself a little bit, and don't think she can afford to do that against Sam King here tonight. So hopefully Sam King will justify my confidence and hopefully decent support in the market as well.
Sam King Franny then in the opener. The second race is the 5:05. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-102. Lumni Akabu and the reserve Glendar's Best are the 5-1 joint favourites this morning. 6-1 for No Kidding. Banker Burke is 7-1. 8-1 for Safe Home. 9s for Authoritative. Eric the Third is 9-1 as well, with the absent mare and the other reserve Balafilo. And it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. So a nice open handicap hurdle to get stuck into here, Andy. Who'd you like there?
Yeah, the dynamics of this race could change quite markedly, obviously, with non-runners, and we've got a few interesting runners if they get into the race, including Glendar's Best, obviously, bookmakers think that as well, sticking in Dialove's Charge at 5-1 only, just in case there is an absentee, a later withdrawal. But obviously, dealing with this race without Glendar's Best, I'll probably have to concentrate on that race at Tremorley the day, which involved three of these horses at rear pose. They were Lumna Kaboo, Eric III, and of course Banker Berg behind Most Honourable. It was a memorable race in many ways, probably more for the fact that Andrew McNamara had his last ride, and of course it was a winning one for Andy Mack, who signed off in the best possible fashion, riding Shark Hanlon's Charge, who won yesterday at Clonmel to boost that form line. I thought Lumna Kaboo, in his own right, did exactly what he always does. He did nothing wrong. He travelled up nicely in behind the pace. Looked like he was going to win going out to the last, but he just got outrun by a braver horse on the running. But that is Lumna Kaboo. He doesn't win very often. Only one win in 25 suggests that. But look how many seconds he's got. He's probably finished second more times than he has in any other position. And that's the problem with him. One thing he does do is run the track really well. And at 5-6-1 this morning, you could do worse and perhaps chuck a few quid on him each way. I'm pretty sure you'll get a good return on your investment there. I think you'll make money out of it because I think you'll finish in the frame here again. And even the place-only option might be the answer here if you're looking to squeeze a little bit of value out of this race. I'd certainly give a favourable mention to Eric III, who was doing his best work in the finish on that occasion. And there's every chance that this race will pan out quite nicely for Philip Rothwell's Charge. Vinnie's Pride is another one to mention. He's got desperate form figures late, but he does run this track particularly well, Vinnie's Pride, so he's not one to completely disregard for Mark McNiff's stable. And most bookmakers have kind of missed him this morning around about 16-1, but I think if you press me for a bet here, I'd suggest Lumna Kaboo either each way or obviously place only, as I stated.
Couple of ways into the 5:05 then. The 5:35 is the third race on the card. This is one of the Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Hurdles. It's over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs. The market headed this morning by Paselli Road, who's 4-1. Do Try Dolly is 9-2 with He Is Top Class. 6-1 for Elish Guri. 7-1 for Kilkishan and Much Once More. Coldstone Sober is 10-1 with Aunt Alice. And it's 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You already mentioned, Andy. This is a cracking race to look forward to, so who wins it?
Yeah, conditions are very much the key to this race. If there is any deterioration, not as though it's forecast, but if there is, then maybe Pacelli Road might be the chief sufferer, the market leader. This horse benefited from good ground here when he won the other day, staying on very powerfully from the back end of the field. This horse, of course, used to be with Dermot Weld. Now very much playing his stride in lesser company, but he's a factor if the ground remains the same. But I'm still not absolutely convinced that he's likely to follow up that performance, and particularly as he's racing over 3.5 furlongs further, that might just cause one or two issues with him in the latter stages. I think you're going to need a horse that gets this trip really well, because they're bound to go a reasonable gallop. It's a very competitive race, and these conditionals often press on quite a long way out. I think Do Try Dolly's sure to go well. I mean, she's the standing dish here. She's won the last two starts here at Kilbeggan. She loves the track. She travels very strongly, almost too strongly sometimes, but Paddy Kennedy's on board and hopefully he'll do a good job. And don't forget, this horse finished runner-up behind the Brock Inn the other day down in Tremor in one of those conditions races. So she's obviously had a run just to blow away the cobwebs. So I think she's a major, major factor. But the other one to mention here is Kilkishan. Shark Hanlon's also in great nick at the moment, and so is this horse as well. He ran an absolute blinder the other day. He had no right to finish second in that race, which contained obviously the winner Carriganog, but more importantly the ones in behind, horses such as Hissabart, Cabjoy, Indivan. I mean, these are 130 rated horses, and he thrashed those quite readily in finishing second behind the very much improved winner. If you go back through his form, he's got another good run on his dance card here at Kilbeggan when he won a bumper here last year. He's all about stamina, this horse. He gets a trip really well. He's a bit of a doer galloper. And if it comes to sort of like survival of the fittest off the home turn, there's going to be nothing else stronger in the finish. So I do recommend a nice each-way bet here on Kilkishan. He's been priced around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. I do think that's a really good bet. But I also have to have a saver on Do Try Dolly. I think it's between the two of them. So you've got a couple of options there.
On to the fourth race on the card next. This is the 6:05. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2¾ miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older that are rated 80-102. And the old boy, Chantal, is the market leader at 3-1 this morning. 100-30 for Beherna Lady. Wandering Angus is 4-1. Sixes for In Good Nick. 7-1 for Whispering Hope. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who would you recommend in there, Andy?
This is a really nasty one. I've gone up and down this race trying to find a recommendation or some kind of angle in. I'd probably want to take the favourite on here, Banana Lady, not because of the horse, but because of the jockey. I'm still not convinced this Kevin Darcy's the full ticket here. I've seen him ride a few times, and it's no great surprise to see he's done 46 rides and no winners. You know, you don't have that bad stat for no reason. And I just think he's more of a hindrance than a help. And in a race like this where, you know, there's fine margins to be called upon, I'm not sure I want to be with a horse that's 3-1 with a dodgy pilot on his back. Chantella hasn't had a run for quite a while. I would have made Donald Hassett's charge the obvious choice here, because I definitely think he's got the best form. But Cathay's been off since December, so we're in the dark with him. So I'm only really left with one horse to put up here, and that's Wandering Angus, the Paddy Prendergast stable. At least Noel Kelly has ridden quite a few winners in the past. Of course, he's been attached with Mickey Winters and Arthur Moore over the last few seasons, and he's probably best known for his association with Miss United in her early building blocks. This horse's last two runs have been pretty lamentable, but if you go back to that run in Bellistown when he was third behind Ocean Glandor and Unda's Choice, that run would definitely qualify for nearly winning this race. Thought he was going to win actually that day until tiring on the running. Combination of stargazing at the crowd and not probably getting 3 miles is the key element for him not winning. But dropping back in trip here, at a track where he's gone well before, don't forget he's got one place step for one start here. I think Wandering Angus around about 9-2 this morning is the safest each way bet you could probably get in a bad race.
Okay, each way bet there for Andy. Yeah. The 6:35 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. The market headed by Steps to Freedom, who's 5-4. 3-1 for Zigga Zagga. Pink Coat is 7-2. 13-2 for George's Con. Off the mark nines. And 33-1 are bigger prices for the others. You've already mentioned that Steps to Freedom was one of the horses you were looking to take on today, Andy. Frustrating character, probably the most frustrating character we'll see today, because he's clearly got ability, but it doesn't get his head in front. And then partner that with Paddy Kennedy on board, who hasn't had a winner since February 2014. You taking him on, yeah?
Well, if you're ever going to take a short price favourite on, then this is the one. I mean, he's been put in at 5-4, but it's just the name and the back class and the mystique almost surrounding Steps to Freedom. You know, he was a very good horse in his day. Don't forget, he was a Cheltenham Festival favourite. He was a very good young horse, but he's obviously had his issues for quite a while since winning that grade at Cheltenham back in 2011, because he hasn't won a race. He's had 6 attempts over fences. He hasn't won one of them, albeit he's run really well. And don't get me wrong, he's not a total, you know, it's not through lack of ability. It's just something for me is holding him back, because that day, 3 starts back at Punchestown on the 17th of May 2014, that was just a telltale sign to me that there's something wrong with his horse, because he could not have had an easier race presented to it. He had an uncontested lead. He was 5-6 lengths clear, bowling along, jumping well. No problem, no pressure on him at all. All of a sudden, coming to the home straight, and the eventual winner drew alongside him, and he just folded like a pack of cards. And I just thought, oh, is this horse ever going to win a race? He then got smashed into pieces by Alain Chinois. And albeit he ran quite well the other day at Galway, I think that was a bit of a red herring. He just basically ran on through beaten horses. He wasn't involved in the early pace, and he kind of like just drifted through the pack and ended up finishing third. So he's obviously got one or two quirks and foibles nowadays, internal or mental or whatever it is, I don't know, but he's also got to prove himself over the trip as well. 2.5 miles he's never won over before, so combination of the horse not winning since 2011, the jockey not in great form, the trip at 5-4, you're a very, very brave man if you take a price as short as that. I do think there is good opposition against him as well. Pink Coat has always looked as though he's going to make into a decent horse, but hasn't quite materialised. And he's run okay in his last 2 starts over fences. Good ground's the key to him, and I think he'll run well. But I do like Zigga Zagga here. This horse chucked away his first race over fences 2 starts ago, and he got the race in safe keeping. But for one reason or another, he took his eye off the ball at the third and second last. He absolutely bulldozed his way through both of them. He ended up nearly being on the floor. But he still managed to finish second to Annie Oakley. He had a good run back the other day after a layoff at Bellistown, and he goes back over fences here. I think they'll make plenty of use of him as well, Zigga Zagga. And that this tight track could suit him. So I'm definitely going to take on the favourite. I think the winner will come for me, the Pink Coat or Zigga Zagga. And I'm going to go with Noel Mead's charge.
Zigzagger Friendly then in the 6:35. The 7:05 is the penultimate race this evening. This one is a handicap chase over 3 miles and one furlong, and I'll take it from here as the 5-2 favourite, being nibbled from 3-1 this morning. 11-4 for Tulsa Jack. Croggle Tuppence is 7-2. 5-1 for Down Under. 8s for Definite Ruby. 14-1 or bigger prices for the other two. Who'd you like in there then, Andy?
Again, another dodgy favourite here. Well, I've seen that William Hill have had money for I'll Take It From Him. I'm thinking, who on earth is backing this horse at 10 o'clock in the morning on a horse that's completely not guaranteed to get the trip? They ran it over 2 miles last time out. I thought Jack Kennedy actually rode a poor race on it, to be fair. He went far too early. He kicked on with a circuit to run, and he set it up for the deep closers. And I'm just not convinced he'll get 3 miles. 2.5 is about the furthest he's gone so far. And this takes some getting. I know it's a sharp track, but they always get a move on here from a very early stage here at Kilbeng. You definitely need something gets a trip, so I'm definitely going to pass him over. In favour of Croghill Tuppence, a horse that absolutely adores every blade of grass here at Kilbeggan. He's run here 6 times. His form figures read 4-1-3, 1-3-3. So he's yet to be out the first four in 6 starts, won twice. And once again, he ran another very commendable race here last time out behind 2 in-form horses, Values Minion and Painted Lady, in a very strongly run race. And I believe he'll get the trip no problem as well. So I think there's a weak favourite, and in Croghill Tuppence, I think you've got a really good option at 7-2.
Croghill Tuppence for Andy then. In the 7:05, and the final race is the 7:35, we finish with a bumper over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs, and John Monash is the 2-1 market leader, nibbled from 9-4, 11-4 for TT Star, 5-1 for Paddy's Gonzalez, Tara's Call 5-1, 8-1 for High Nelly, and 10s or bigger for the others. We'll start with Gordon Elliott charge here. John Monash, who was subject to a gamble at the Stratford meeting before the Cheltenham Festival, and came unstuck, but there are signs that he could win a race like this, Andy, but hasn't done so yet. Is tonight the night?
I'm very impressed with your knowledge there, Mark, to be fair. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth, to quote the song. Yeah, that was one of the biggest disappointments, I think, for Gordon Elliott all week. I think everyone from Ireland who came over thought they were going to pay for Cheltenham with John Monash in that bumper. He's very much the talk of the town that day, and he couldn't quite get the job done, probably due to the fact that he hung all over the track. He was really disappointed the next day, Dan Patrick, because I don't think he handled the track one iota. And he got beat at 4-5. So he obviously does come with his foibles, but he's very much back on track after a bit of a break the other day at Banning Robe. I thought it was an excellent run behind the well-fancied Aidan O'Brien trained All the Answers in quite a decent bumper for the track. They went a real clip that day, and I thought John Manor stayed on very takingly from the back of the field. I tipped a horse out of that race called Sima Locker, who was fourth, I think, off memory, and that horse finished second the other day in a cork bumper. So I think that form's all right, you know. So despite him having a bit of a wealth warning attached to him, he's a bit of a bookie's benefit at the moment. He's been punted again today, but I'm going to give him one more go, this John Monash, because I definitely think he's got enough ability to take a race of this nature.
John Monash, Randy, then, in the lucky last. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, as usual, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent card tonight at Kilbeggan. Quite looking forward to the action. Sam King is the choice in the first. In the 5:05, I'll go with Lumnockaboo each way, strike place only. 2 against the field in the 5:35 would be Kilkishan, my number one choice, and Do Try Dolly. 6:05, absolutely desperate race. Not many good pilots in this race, but I'll quite like the top one, Wandering Angus. In the 6:35, desperate to take on Steps to Freedom. I think he'll struggle to win this at a short price, and I'll go with last year's winning representatives, Zigga Zagga. Croghill Tuppence, who absolutely adores Kilbeggan, is the obvious choice, again against a weak favourite in the 7:05. And in the final race, hopefully we've got a stronger favourite in the shape of John Monash.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy Kilbeggan this evening.
I certainly will. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.